clubs, business clubs, things like that. Were either of you involved in any of those?
I wasn't back then. Now I am now involved in a lot of things.
What types of things?
Well, like I'm Chamber of Commerce things, the Roswell Convention and Visitors Bureau. I do a lot of things with them. I go to 2 networking meetings.
So what is the
it's called actually, and we once a year have a wedding showcase at a venue in Roswell, and it's been at the last few years, and it's a lot of the business is there's about 40 vendors, and it's like hotels, florists, photography, music, travel agents, the stationery for your invitations. There's some of those booths there, companies. And it's really growing. This was our 5th year, and it's been the biggest one so far. And it's growing because Roswell does a lot of weddings. You know, like at my hotel, I have anywhere from 2 to 8 wedding groups in the hotel every weekend.
Do you think that there's any special customs here in Roswell for weddings?
Well, I don't know about customs. The thing that brings a lot of weddings to the Roswell area are the plantation homes, like Primrose Cottage and Naylor Hall and Kimball Hall and Founders Hall. Those are all big Southern mansions that are now event facilities. And the Roswell Mill has a big banquet room there. Actually, they have 2 that does weddings, and that's why we do so many in Roswell. As far as a custom, I really don't know about that. Because all the weddings are so different. And it's hard to say if they were from a custom, like from here, that their mother did when she got married in Roswell 40 years ago. I mean, I just don't know.
Uh-huh.
But we're glad that there's a lot of weddings in Roswell.
So you're involved in many different groups.
I am.
Do you think that helps, say, when somebody is moving into the community, do you think that those groups are useful to them in terms of being integrated in the community?
I think so. You know, and there's so much more that the city has to offer than what I'm just saying. I mean, the parks and recs here just put on so many things. You know, we, and the CVB does too, the art show that's on the square, you know, and the storytelling festival, and just, you know, there's always something going on. Memorial Day services is, you know, one of the largest in the state. And we're in the Nally bike race is getting to be a good race every year. There's just all kind of things to do that this city does. And, you know, if a newcomer was to come into this town, there, you know, I would think there would have to be something that they would want to get involved with or go see something that this city has to offer. You know, as far as like the Kudzu Playhouse, the Children's Place, the Roswell Cultural Arts Center. You know, like I say, I'm so involved with all of it, and I try to go to most of it that I can, but sometimes I just don't have the time to do what I really want to do.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, as far as a newcomer,